How did people react at work?
In the main, there wasn't a big reaction, really. I think people were sympathetic, but they didn't really know what it was all about. I remember getting a card when I was in hospital from one of them, and it said, while you're ill in hospital, with a big question mark after it. And one of the nurses was quite indignant because she said, don't they realise how serious it is, you know? But I think it was pretty typical that, like me beforehand, I thought you just couldn't eat sweets and things. I didn't realise the physical implications of it. No, I did try to keep it very much to myself, really. I didn't talk about it much, and I tried to hide it if I wasn't feeling very well, because that's just the way I am, and I still do that now. And I've only had one occasion recently when I was so ill that I couldn't hide it, and then they were all getting very upset and wondering what to do, and they were saying, what shall I do? You're worrying us, you know. And I was saying, it's all right, just leave me alone, just leave me alone. So it's obviously better, really, because people don't know what to do. And so the more you can hide it, the better, in my experience. A few years ago, I did work with a lady whose mother had got it, and she was very good because if she could see I wasn't very well, she seemed to be able to pick up, and she would just go and get me a nice hot cup of tea and then leave me on my own. And that was a big help because the tea was very comforting, and because I knew she knew I wasn't very well, and if I needed help, she'd notice. But there doesn't seem to be anybody like that now, because the only other people in the office who've got personal experience, it's older relatives, and they don't have these hypos. If anything, they have a lot of high blood sugars, so they've got no experience really of coping with it either.
Can you talk to me about the history of your hypos?
Well, at the beginning, they followed the standard pattern of just feeling very shaky and light-headed, and you know, as though you haven't got the strength to go on, you know, and you can't make sense, you can't think clearly. If anybody asked you to add two and two together, you'd have a job, you know. And I went on fine like that, until, because initially everybody was on pork insulin, and I was on that for years and years, and then they introduced this human synthetic stuff, which they put me on, obviously, and I was on it for some time, some months, I think. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I suddenly came awake, and I was thrashing about in the bed like somebody having a fit. And this all went on for about an